more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. There's been a new turn in the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S.
The CDC confirming the first patient without relevant travel history or exposure to another known patient, sparking fears of a community spread. Now, a community spread means the virus begins moving through a community and the source of the infection is unknown. This patient now undergoing treatment in Sacramento.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Japan, meanwhile, is closing schools for about a month to control the spread of the virus. This affects almost 13 million students. And Milwaukee is reeling from one of its worst mass shootings in history. The gunman's also dead.
A total of six people are dead here at the Molson Coors campus, and police confirm that they have notified all of the family of the victims. Police say that at roughly 1,000 people work here.
Fox's Matt Finn. That campus remains closed today. America's listening to Fox News.
Any other jolly news? I just sit here and wait for
it's the end of the world.
Soup is great, the perfect lunch on a winter's day. So I'm gonna heat some soup to eat. I love French onion, minestrone, tomato, split pea, chicken noodle, and noodles with beef. When I'm more hungry, every day I grab my favorite spoon and eat my soup all afternoon. If I can't have soup, I don't wanna eat a sandwich. If I can't have soup, oh, oh, oh. If I can't have soup, I don't think that I can stand it. If I can't have soup, oh, oh, oh.
It's a good morning for soup, but no soup for you, at least not today. Why?
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
It's a little brisk out there this morning. Wind chill factor 29. And brisk sunshine today, but the sun will be out today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. In my math, if I'm doing it right, that's 4 days. High today, well, we'll struggle to reach 50, but northwest winds at 10 to 16 will add a bite to the air like it's doing right now. Clear cold tonight. By this time tomorrow morning, without a wind chill, just the average, just the regular low is 29 tomorrow. Then more sun during the day tomorrow, becoming breezy by afternoon, high near 60. We'll be near 60 on Saturday with more sun. How about near 70 on Sunday with more sun? That's the pick of the litter day. And then risk of a couple of showers on Monday, upper 70s. Severe weather, maybe a tornado situation next Wednesday. Right now this morning, 39 degrees, but northwest winds at 16, gusting to 21. Makes it feel more like 29 here at 610. Boy, we'll check with the traffic dungeon in just a moment, and hopefully Wendell won't have many accidents to report. What a week for accidents, though, right? Our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body are probably going to be pretty busy, and you know what? if you have a mishap with your car, it doesn't have to be an accident. It could be what I call a boo-boo, a transgression of some sort. You can go to Montgomery Paint and Body and rest assured that your car is not only going to be fixed right, it's going to be meticulously fixed. In other words, even the damage you can't see, the damage you can't even imagine, they're going to be very thorough about that, and they always have been, and they work well with the insurance company as well. Montgomery Paint and Body, phone number is easy, 27-REC with a W. You can go by and see them. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Go by the Blue Water Broadcasting Wing, which has a pinball machine as well. Brandon Turner, Donnie Turner, the entire Turner family, and everybody who works at Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Did you forget what day it is?
Of course not.
It's Thursday.
Come on, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Rutherford.
I'm ready already.
I am ready to be back on the air. I am bursting with all new provocative takes on things.
Get ready to taste some sweet beer candy.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Okay, now I'm ready.
It's showtime.
Got some good memes up on Facebook. some traction.
What is this? Wait, refugees leaving capitalism
in search of literacy. Right. Floating back to Cuba.
Put the bacon.
Nobody gets hurt.
That's great.
I used that for our show promo today. And put on News Talk 93.1 FM in the morning while you're at it, please.
Oh, remember our friend who loved bacon so much? And sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bailey's looking down.
Oh, and you...
I posted your bologna, fried bologna, egg, cheese on a bun sandwich. It also got on TV, too. And you know it's special when it gets on TV.
It does look good. I mean, that's what you call grub.
Fidel Sanders.
Yeah, that got a lot of shares yesterday. Just checking out. This is funny, too. I've seen this turn up in a lot of spots.
Bloomberg Hillary ticket wins election.
That's November 3rd.
President-elect found dead from multiple gunshot wounds in apparent suicide.
Oh, I'm glad the sense of humor is on this morning. It's just such a flat time of the year.
Yeah.
We're in between, what's the next thing on the Easter?
Easter, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
MLB.
Stuff. MLB, that's a month from yesterday.
Yeah, it's good to have baseball on. I actually feel a little more positive in February, and we're about to go into March, and so there's always hope. Spring.
It's eternal.
Yep.
At 6:13, here's your local news. The William Tell Wake Up is next.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. More U.S. presidential candidates are expected to attend the Bridge Crossing Jubilee celebrations in Selma this weekend, along with Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. The list now includes Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Mike Bloomberg. This year is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. A bill that would prevent doctors from issuing hormone-blocking drugs and performing gender-changing surgeries on minors is making its way through the State House after a public hearing yesterday. It's called the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, and six states are considering similar bills. The bill now heads to the floor of the House and Senate, where lawmakers will debate and then vote. The funeral for longtime Troy University band director Johnny Long is at 2 o'clock today at First United Methodist Church in Troy. Long died Monday night in his home after a brief illness. He was 94. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Remember when TikTok was the sound your grandfather clock made and wasn't an app where teenage girls showed off their lip sync and dance skills?
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer to refinance his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue, and March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day, like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 16 after 6. With a surprise in the middle.
What to do about the homeless situation? Computers taking over our jobs. Single mothers not being able to pay their bills. Hello, I'm not a politician. I'm a guy who comes up with scary and passionate stuff to put in political ads. If you're a politician, you need this stuff to scare people because fear wins. And so will you if you call me. Because if we don't save this earth now, it may not be here later. Not really, but see how it works? And don't worry about answering the questions or fulfilling the things that you say, because voters either forget or you blame the other party for not allowing you to follow through with your plans, and that's why you need to get reelected. So, direct message me and let me help you scare up some votes this political season, because without me, you may not ever win. See, it even works on you. Get a hold of me.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, at 619, this counts as science. I've never heard of this before.
Okay. What is it?
Science, that's the...
Never mind. That was for you.
This is a really disturbing story, but I got it from the New York Post, so it's a credible source. The New York Post, probably the last decent newspaper left in America.
They pull no punches.
Yeah, they're good. It's a procedure called fecal transplant.
Oh?
It's disgusting.
Fecal. I think I know what that is.
Yeah, I never heard of this before. It's where doctors put actual...
Well, yeah.
I got you.
Fecal matter.
From a healthy person into a sick person's intestinal tract to get good bacteria.
Isn't that a bunch of...
Yeah, it sure is. The FDA still has not approved this. Some people have started doing do-it-yourself transplants.
Okie dokie.
Check, please.
Now, step one involves asking a healthy person to give you a sample. How do you do that in polite conversation?
Text message.
Do you mind if I borrow a piece of...
It is probably a emoji for that.
It gets worse. It gets worse. Assuming you can talk somebody into giving you a healthy sample, then you put it in a blender.
Okay.
A blender you will never use again. then you inject it into yourself using one of those rubber bags.
Okay, you let me know how that goes.
Reports says people have been trying it to treat all sorts of conditions from Lyme disease to bipolar disorder. It is not considered safe. Should you do it? The article concludes definitely not. Are some people going to try it anyway? Yes.
Where's your drop? That's a bunch of crap.
Hey, man, crap. You're thinking faster than I am today.
What a bunch of crap!
What's the result?
It's craptacular.
I'm not making this up. That's why a few minutes back I said, this is like a dead time, man. Some of the stuff I'm looking at here is pretty weak.
Well, if it's going to... solve the coronavirus situation, then I think we should all do this. No. I'd rather have the coronavirus.
You know, Rosie yesterday, where did she put that? Where is our Lysol? Oh,
oh, it's right there. Yeah.
That's got the coronavirus.
Oh, that one does?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the
good
one that
we're ready. We are so ready.
Go ahead. Make our day. It ain't going to happen here. Anyway, where's Jay?
I don't know, but he's already texted me. He knows what's for breakfast. He might be putting out a fire. He's already talked about the incredible lunch that we have, the media luncheon thing.
He showed me a picture. Eating well today.
He showed me a picture of last year's steak.
Think of me while I'm dipping my Brussels sprouts in honey mustard sauce a little bit later this morning. It is 6:22.
There he is. We were just talking about you.
What?
How'd you like that sandwich?
Great.
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
Yes, I ate it.
Oh, okay.
Then he...
Why would I say that?
Then he showed me a picture of lunch.
Yeah.
It was lunch from last year.
I know.
Yeah.
6:23. We go down into the traffic dungeon and see what's happening at this early hour.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We sit here every morning during the 6 o'clock hour and watch Montgomery just fill up with cars. And it's doing that this morning. We are seeing more and more cars inbound on the 31s. We're beginning to see a little bit of congestion at the lights on 231 on the East Boulevard and on the East South Boulevard, especially at Highway 331 and on over towards Baptist. I-65 and 85 building this morning. We've got moderate to heavy at times traffic into downtown Montgomery. But everything's rolling along at the speed limit. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will be here to watch the traffic and keep you posted. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time out with Rich coming up. Sam is on the phone.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
Morning.
No, I just wanted to say that that fecal transplant,
yeah.
You can people forget about it. There's a thing called yogurt, and it's full of good. It'll improve your gut flora.
Plus, there's fruit at the bottom, and it's not nearly as unpleasant.
And it won't cost you a blender.
Yeah.
Good point. No, I heard. Yes, sir.
Thank you for the reminder. Yes, try the yogurt. It's a little... You missed the whole...
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. Every candidate in this race says they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Many candidates in this race say they support term limits, but I've done it. Many candidates say they will fight for conservative values, but I've done it. Some candidates say they support our military, but I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. So on March 3rd, you have a choice. You can either vote for a candidate who says they're going to do it or vote for Barry Moore who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:28 on this early morning, the timeline for February 27th with your host, Rich Thomas.
58th day of the year. 308 days remain in this leap year, 2020. Oh! Did you say it's a chilly day?
Yes.
Today is National Chilly Day.
Oh.
It's also National Pokemon Day. It's International Polar Bear Day. Now, I wonder if they mean the animal or those people who go into cold water with wearing not
probably sweater. And the reality of polar bears is a climate change symbol is that there are now too many of them.
And there they are, the polar bear right there in front of me on that computer there. And then we've done this on Random Facts before. They're not white. They come across that way. They're actually not
they're
white.
Not Caucasian.
Yeah, there's something with their polar bear.
We'll look that up in a second.
Polar
here.
Bears,
but they look completely snow white, but they're not.
Polar bear skin is black.
Yeah.
And the fur is not white at all. Each individual hair is a clear hollow tube called guard hair. It looks white because of reflected light.
Isn't that amazing?
The bear's thin undercoat is not hollow. Polar bear's fur is oily, making it water repellent. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, exactly.
So black. 1827, Dateline, New Orleans. The first Mardi Gras celebration in that city. However, as we know, Mardi Gras got its start in Mobile more than 100 years earlier in 1703. Take that, Big Easy.
We knew it because we were always reminded of it.
This is very true. In the tunnels of Mobile. 1860, Matthew Brady photographs presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln. Wonder how that guy's going to do. 69 years ago, in 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution ratified. That limits a president to two terms in office. 1936, Shirley Temple receives a new contract from 20th Century Fox that will pay the 7-year-old $50,000 per film. That's a lot of money in 1936. Well, it still is. But
yeah, it is.
79 years ago, 1941, When You Wish Upon a Star, one of the best original song in the Oscar for Pinocchio. 1963, speaking of a lot of money, listen to this. Mickey Mantle of the Yankees signs a baseball contract worth $100,000. That's 63. Now the minimum is what, 553?
555 this year. And not a penny less.
52 years ago, 1968, Frankie Lyman died of a heroin overdose at the age of 25. He sang Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And speaking of heroin, 1977, Keith Richards arrested in Toronto's Harbor Castle Hotel after an ounce of heroin was found in his hotel room. Come on, officer. It's just an ounce of heroin.
Yet he lives.
Yes. He'll outlive us all, and including roaches. 1980, I Will Survive wins the first and last Grammy ever awarded for Best Disco Recording. Now our song of the day. It may be cold outside today, but at least we're in for some sunshine. And speaking of sunshine, we've never done this one before. This will get you going this morning. Kimberly Rue. They call themselves Katrina and the Waves. Hard to believe this is 35 years old. Give it to me, baby. Top 10 song, Summertime, 1985. MTV era. We're walking on sunshine with Katrina and the Waves. Sunshine on my shoulder. Oh, that one's a sucky song, though. 1986, the U.S. Senate approves the first telecast of debates on a trial basis. 28 years ago in 92, listen to this. Elizabeth Taylor celebrated her 60th birthday by closing Disneyland for a private party with her celebrity friends. Yeah, but that costs a pretty penny.
I bet it pissed off a lot of people who wanted to go to Disney.
Exactly.
Too.
Can't go today. Sorry, park's closed. Moose out front should have told you.
Like, how far in advance do you get to do that? Because don't people book packages and...
Yeah, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
And they probably... I can imagine that phone call. You know, we don't do that. I'm sorry. We don't even do that for you. How much you want to pay? Yes, we'll do that. 15 years ago in 2003, Mr. Rogers died at this date, age of 74, stomach cancer. 2015 on this date, Spock dies. Leonard Nimoy, favorite Spock quote of all time. By the way, he died at the age of 83. Famous quote from The Wrath of Khan, I have been and always shall be your friend. Live long and prosper. Said that to Captain Kirk. Josh Groban is 39 today. Middle-aged women love him. Kind of a shocker, because we always think of her as much younger. Chelsea Clinton is 40.
Whoa.
Actor Grant Cho is 58. Neil Sean from Journey is 66 today. Dr. Johnny Fever, WKRP in Cincinnati, how old today?
Over 80.
77.
80. Wow. 80. Ralph Nader is 86 today, boy. What a guy he was. Countdown's 10 days till the time change. Spring begins 3 weeks from today, the vernal equinox. MLB baseball opening day, 27 days away. And Easter Sunday, 47 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. All right, so it's cold out there this morning. If you don't believe me, go out there in just your shorts and barefoot and tell me if it's not cold out there. It is cold. Brisk today. Sunshine, but the high temperature will struggle to reach 50. But you add in that northwesterly wind component at 10 to 16 miles per hour. That adds a bite to the air. It also makes you burp. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn, 29. Tomorrow, more sun. Breezy by afternoon, but a high around 60 tomorrow. In the 30s Friday night, near 60 on Saturday, more sun. And Sunday is my pick of the litter day. That's a good thing because it means more sun and temperatures may tease 70 degrees. Low 70s Monday with risk of showers. Severe weather Wednesday. Right now this morning, we have northwest winds at 16, gusting to 21 miles per hour. Ouch! That makes that 39-degree temperature seem more like 29. The wind chill at 637.
All right, our TV topic, stats on our phone addiction. That's coming up right now. Back to the Traffic Dungeon and Skipper at 636.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I-65 and 85. Got a good bit of traffic coming through downtown Montgomery this morning, but we got green lights everywhere. Everybody rolling along at the speed limit through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway looks good this morning. Vaughn Road, the boulevard still looks good. Got a little congestion at the Wetumpka Highway at the East Boulevard intersection there. And at the 331 intersection on the East South Boulevard and at Narrow Lane and Norman Bridge. But other than that, everybody's moving along pretty smooth this morning. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Watch this replay at 637.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. There's been a new turn in the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S.
The CDC confirming the first patient without relevant travel history or exposure to another known patient, sparking fears of a community spread. Now, a community spread means the virus begins moving through a community and the source of the infection is unknown. This patient now undergoing treatment in Sacramento.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Japan, meanwhile, is closing schools for about a month to control the spread of the virus. This affects almost 13 million students. And Milwaukee is reeling from one of its worst mass shootings in history. The gunman's also dead.
A total of six people are dead here at the Molson Coors campus, and police confirm that they have notified all of the family of the victims. Police say that at roughly 1,000 people work here.
Fox's Matt Finn. That campus remains closed today. America's listening to Fox News.
It's showtime.
Okay, we await to connect with our friends at CBS 8, ABC 32, and Alabama Rising. We're never quite sure when we're going to get the...
Yeah.
First thing we come
to see. We get a little two-minute, give us a thumbs up if you can hear us kind of thing. And it looks like we're getting close now. Talking about phone addiction, and it's really, really bad. Most of us, 160 times a day, look at our phone. Oh, my gosh.
Rising.
There's laziness, and then there's let me get this. And then they're so lazy that even work or talking feels like too much work.
That is too much work for you right now. According to a new survey on our addiction to our cell phones, 64% of people say they've texted someone that's in the same room as them 66% check their phone at least 160 times a day, and 17% spend more time on their phone than, get this, with their own children. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
I've got one to share, and I don't think Shane will mind if I tell this story. At a weather conference, when I see him a few rows up, and somebody who's speaking is not particularly interesting, we say some funny things back and forth on text messages. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's when I text people in the same room as I'm talking about somebody else in the room.
or maybe you're talking about something that, like, is not really relevant to, like, what the rest of the group is talking about at the time.
Like, hey, what are we doing after this meeting?
Exactly.
Don't tell them.
Yeah.
I just sent you a text.
I saw
that. Sort of an experiment.
Yeah, so you said,
would you like to share with the rest of the class?
You look good.
Thanks. So do you. I don't have your numbers right. I would have made it a group text.
That's not near the kind of text I get from Ryan.
We'll make it happen.
Ryan and I have texted 12 times since the middle of the night.
Hey, how'd you like that sandwich this morning?
Sorry, yeah. He didn't have it. He saw a picture of it.
We wouldn't know what it tastes like.
Exactly.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Because that's a fairly easy one to make. Our house is kind of long, and it's pretty soundproof for whatever reason. So occasionally, we'll text from one side of the house to the other.
Sure.
Rather than scream, which is really not very recherché behavior.
If you want to be polite to someone, too. I mean, you know, in other words, you don't want to say anything. You want to tell someone else something, but you don't want to, you know what I mean?
Like if you see their fly down.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, that's a good one.
That's a really good point. Good example. Hey. Yeah.
But breeze a day or there's a bat in the cave or something like that.
But, you know, doing...
And I actually feel like, according to this survey says 64% of people have texted someone in the same room as them. I feel like that's at least 97%.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would agree that's probably higher.
Yeah.
And they're usually funny texts, too.
But doing 6 hours of talk radio every day, this is the last thing I want to use. I hardly ever speak with anybody on the phone. I would rather text.
I would, yeah, absolutely. And how terrible do you feel when you pat your pocket and there's no phone?
Well, I do a lump check every morning when I leave.
Keys, wallet,
cell phone, wallet. Right. My marker pen,
right?
So we can put the show stuff together. Yeah, and once everything is all there, I'm out.
Yeah.
During the baseball season, I use it a lot because I like to check the scores, but I don't consider myself addicted to this thing.
Oh, my gosh, I do. I am guilty as charged.
Yeah, lose it for a day. You'll see how it does.
Oh, my gosh.
But you also have good creative skills with the phone as well.
How's that?
I mean, you know how to make you shoot video with it and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, It's
so I don't know how to do that.
Basic functions of the cell phone. You know how to press record, and you know how to...
Even the feature that you're going to see...
use the keyboard function.
Even the feature you're going to see on CBS 8 and ABC 32 tonight, my Thursday weather feature, was shot on the iPhone. And it's shot in high definition, so you can't really tell.
That's the one with the new camera, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah.
Jay, how about you?
You know.
17 cameras on the back of it.
Jay, what text did you get from me on the way to work?
What? But just the text about what we're eating today.
Yeah, and a picture.
And then I sent you a text of what we're going to be eating later today.
The lunch.
The lunch that we're going to be having today.
Jalea's going to be there, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
awesome.
I don't want to talk about it.
The other thing.
I'm always looking forward to talking about lunch. Obviously, not that excited about breakfast because it's usually non-existent here.
Come down Harrison Road. He can make it to Carmichael.
He gets lost sometimes. That's all. Just gets a little lost.
Hey, there you go. What do you
have you seen this? That we've got the one that has coronavirus protection in the back, so we're covered.
We're covered.
Here.
Oh my gosh. We're never going to get it.
You know what? On that note, guys, have a terrific Thursday. We'll
see
talk
you later.
Tomorrow.
See you at noon.
We smell like Lysol, though.
You want to hear more from our friends? Make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1. It's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising. Like, guess what? There it is, sunshine, and it's here to stay. I'll have the details on a sunny forecast.
I didn't want to cut him off mid-sentence.
It does smell like, tastes a lot, probably my coffee smell.
It's just a little squirt. That didn't sound good either. All right, it is 6:44 when we come back. Today's cheap and trashy.
Well, my coffee still tastes really good.
And you will learn about something naughty Oprah did and something naughty that Oprah looked into it.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at America's Car Mart on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was on top of the world with butlers and the chauffeurs, but then I met me a girl, she was American. The tabloids broke our spirit, so we were ready to quit. I wanted somewhere private to be with my Megan. The paparazzi, always all around me, leave it all behind me. Now what will the people call me? No longer royal. I left my family and took the prince off. Just call me Harry. No cash in my account. It's kind of scary. No longer princely. Just call me Harry. I'm just a commoner like the rest of you. So leave the prince off. Just call me Harry. Spare some change.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, apparently the Oprah Monster recently sat down.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
No, not for that.
Remember, I thought it was the Pope. The Pope.
She played a game called Never Have I Ever. Have you ever heard of Never Have I Ever?
Well, similar games, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Well, when the subject turned to one night stands, both Oprah and Gayle King confessed.
They have done it?
Yeah. Long time ago, 1982.
But she hasn't skinny-dipped. She hasn't skinny-dipped. She hasn't ever been to a... She hasn't sexted. She hasn't been to a strip bar. And she hasn't done a pole dance. Right? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Am I stealing your material again?
It's all right. I'm going to be doing the forecast at 7:04.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
I was just going to say she is she nor Gayle King have ever sexted. That would align with the fact that nobody has ever asked for a naked picture of Oprah or Gayle King.
Is she still
never even skinny dipped? And she's got three pools.
How can you not skinny dip in your own pool?
Speaking of Gayle King, I don't understand the fascination with Snoop Dogg. But he said it was his mother who told him he needed to apologize to Gayle King for his nasty attack a couple of weeks ago. He makes me sick.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Kate Hudson were sharing photos of themselves traveling with face masks, presumably to protect them from the coronavirus. But experts say the Aerina mask...
It's not going to help?
Not really, no. Yeah. And they're sold out. So a lot of people have bought masks that aren't going to protect them from Jack Squat, whoever he is. Adrian Brody is now dating the ex-wife of Harvey Weinstein.
Who is Adrian Brody?
He's a pretty good actor. The one movie I remember him in particularly was Hollywoodland. Huh. Harvey, meanwhile...
This is Tom Bodett from Motel 6, 581-138Z. At our motel, Harvey Weinstein will get a cozy room for the next 5 to 25 years. And we're not like those big chains where you come and go as you please. Over here, Harvey, you can't leave your hotel room just like your victims. No Wi-Fi, but you'll get an hour of outdoor exercise every day. By the looks of you, I'd take it. And if you get lonely, you won't be for long. Remember that saying, always the bridesmaid, never the bride? Well, here, you'll definitely be the bride. Our beds are comfy because of our 1,000-count thread bed sheets, which, by the way, can easily be tied into a noose. Just saying. So, Harvey, come on down to Motel 6, 581-138Z. We'll leave the light on for you. Because if we don't, you'll end up like Jeffrey Epstein.
An insider says that his cell will be like a little hotel.
Is that right?
What they're saying.
Remember in, was it Goodfellas, where the life in the prisons was pretty cushy, you know?
That was true for Lucky Luciano, and some, because they bought off the guards. The guards weren't making money, so the guards looked the other way, and they had liquor and all kinds of stuff in there. Better food, too. Maria Sharapova has retired from tennis at age 32. Apple will not let the bad guys use iPhones in movies.
Yeah, I read about that yesterday. which kind of, for what he was talking about, I don't know. Did you, it came out this week, Knives Out. Have you seen it?
No. Knives Out and The Last Jedi, both. Apple does not want villains using their
phones. Well, The Last Jedi didn't have cell phone or didn't have the Apple phones in them, but... he had a problem with Knives Out because almost everybody was using those cell phones, but he couldn't put an Apple product in the hand of the villain. So in a mystery, when you don't know who the bad guy is, you can tell way ahead of time if everybody else is using an Apple phone and he is not.
I never thought about it. That's wild stuff, Jay. Huh. The next American Horror Story will star Macaulay Culkin. I didn't have to look. I could hear the best Macaulay Culkin face. This is weak stuff today. I apologize. I did the best I could. Hey, Picard is on CBS All Access
tonight,
and that's that's of course is all about. The Federation of Planets, bozo.
United Federation of Planets, bozo.
Oh. Damn it. Ben Affleck says he drank to avoid painful feelings, just like 40 million other alcoholics, including me. That's kind of why you do that. It's called numbing. Steven Spielberg is not going to direct Indiana Jones 5.
Oh?
Yeah, he backed out of it.
I think he's got some concerns in the family there with his little porn star daughter.
Oh, God, yeah. Is he going to direct any of those?
God.
We did have a good list. Do I have that list of Spielberg films? I think we did something with that.
He's going to film a TikTok where he smacks her boot.
Oh, God. Hey, did you get anything on your TikTok today?
Yeah, I haven't gone to TikTok yet today.
There you go.
Steven Spielberg's daughter is pursuing a career in pornography. Now, she will desecrate his life's work by remaking classic Spielberg films.
E.T. wants phone sex.
Watch what she does with a T-Rex in Jurassic Pork.
Was that good for you?
And see just how wide she can open her jaws.
We're gonna need a bigger.
The Spielberg Porno Collection. And coming soon, Indiana Bones and Close Encounters of the Third Base.
Thanks for reminding me that I had that, Jay. That was Jay's.
I didn't remind you.
That was Jay's suggestion.
That was not.
Indiana Bones.
God. I think Harrison Ford. They're all flipping out, man. Him and Dick Van Dyke, they're all Bernie bros.
Man, it's really like, I'm sure there's money there, I suppose. But is she estranged? Is it just a sense where...
Let me give you my therapeutical experience thought. It's a great way of saying, I have issues with my father.
Right. It's the rebellious phase.
Well, it's a little deeper. If you really wanted to turn your dad inside out, start doing pornography.
Well.
And make it known worldwide.
With her famous dad, she can take adult films to the IMAX 3D stage, perhaps.
Probably produce a better grade of film, but... Anyway, yesterday you did a thing of random facts about somebody that used robotics to finish a marathon.
Yeah, she had a like an exoskeleton because she was paralyzed or whatever, yeah.
I love that story because it plays to the thing that is actually the most important part of what they do at Gulf States Mobility, and that is the human desire to do as much for oneself as possible, and it really kicks in when somebody is facing a short, long-term or permanent issue with mobility loss. That's what Gulf States Mobility does. They create, literally, and invent whatever is needed to restore choices to someone's life. Step one, though, when somebody is coming home after a hospital stay or they're taking care of one of our wounded warriors, they assess the house they're going to be living in and make sure that it's safely accessible and at no risk to aggravating the injury the person's trying to recover from. They take a very customized, individual approach to each and every situation and have been able to do things like restore the driving option with today's digital technologies. It's miraculous stuff. Some who thought they would forever live a life of dependency now have a level of independence they never dreamed possible. Their phone number is 514-6590. We hope you never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but if you do, you'll be glad you'll have them as a partner. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Fox News in 2.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A couple of minor accidents to tell you about this morning. If you're in downtown Montgomery at Jefferson and Columbus Street, that's going to be right near Riverwalk Stadium. Watch out for that one. Also, an accident, Delrata Commons at Atlanta Highway. Watch out for emergency vehicles making a run there. Other than that, we've got some light congestion East Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway and on Congressman Dickinson inbound. Also at 331 in the East South Boulevard and Norman Bridge. Other than that, the boulevard's looking good. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. Haynes Ambulance serves central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight